This is Martin Zender, and I am holding on to this show by the grace of God. If you think I have room to spare, you're sadly mistaken. If anything ever happened to this microphone, I'd have to order another one, and that would take a while. And as you know, my computer is getting down there in its abilities and powers. But nevertheless, God is the one who is enabling me to do this show, and I'm thankful to Him for that. Now, today we are going to graduate to the seventh trumpet. And you're going to be disappointed in the seventh trumpet if you're looking for the details that we have been used to under the sixth trumpet and the second woe. For the seventh trumpet, my friends, is the third and final woe, and there is some great news associated with the seventh trumpet. I remind you again that this period we're talking about is only 3.5 years. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the Aeonian times. And wait till I tell you what I'm going to tell you at the end of this show. But let's go to the unveiling, chapter 11. And let's start with, I can't see that. Is that verse 15? Yeah, let's start with verse 15. Sorry, folks, I still got that sty on my eye. It was worse this morning. Unbelievable. I seem to have a little bit of a cold now. My pulled muscle in my right calf seems to be improving. Anyway, like I said, I'm always just ready to fall apart here, but on we go. Don't wait to be perfect. We don't wait to be slick. We don't wait to be on top of everything. We turn on the microphone and go. And that's what I want you to do. Turn on the microphone of your life and go. Just go. God doesn't give you any green lights, but He does give you red lights. So just go. The unveiling, chapter 11 and verse 15 through 18. And the seventh messenger trumpets. Oh, before I do that, I have to make sure you know this. This was the end of the last section concerning the two witnesses. This is verse 14 of the unveiling, chapter 11. The second woe passed away. Lo, the third woe is coming swiftly. I love this swiftly. Don't get upset by that. Swiftly means things are happening now at rapid succession. Forget about this long, drawn-out, waiting affair. Because this unveiling is going to happen bang, 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 bang. 3.5 years worth of bang, 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 bang. That's fast. Swiftly. Not soon, obviously, because it's been 2,000 years since this prophecy, and these events have not started yet. But once they start, watch it. Because as I've been telling you over and over again, since the year 1850 or 60, whatever, since that time and now, life has been accelerating to a ridiculous degree. Now just take that exponentially, increase it during the days of this tribulation, and you're going to see things happening quickly. So here's the third and final woe. I'm starting in unveiling chapter 11, 15 through 18. And the seventh messenger trumpets. And loud voices occurred in heaven saying, this is the great. This is one of the greatest sentences in the unveiling. And the seventh trumpet makes this happen. You're going to be upset about the details because there's a lack of them. But when I read this sentence, this is what it's all about right here. And loud voices occurred in heaven. And you can see why now. Saying, quote, the world kingdom became our Lord's and His Christ's, and He shall be reigning for the eons of the eons. Amen. This kingdom that you are now in becomes the Lord's kingdom. It is a transference of power. And it is not a peaceful transference of power like we have in the United States of America. It is a violent transference of power. But this is it. This is why I keep telling you, this is not the new heavens and the new earth. This is not one thing completely going away and another thing completely starting new. We still have rule. We still have priesthood. We still have government, but it's transferred. It's now no longer man's government. It's the Lord's. That's why Daniel said in chapter 2, in the days of these kings, speaking of the days of the kings we're now in, and Obama thinks he's a king. In the days of these kings, that is the kings who were in charge of the four world governments described in Daniel chapter 2. In the days of these kings, I will be setting up my kingdom. I want you to see what these two totally disparate things yet have in common. In the days of these kings, I will set up my kingdom. So we still have rule, we still have kingdom, but it's being transferred. The world kingdom became. Our kingdom became his kingdom. It was usurped. It was violently overthrown. Not usurped, bad word, because that presupposes some sort of treachery. It was disposed of. The Antichrist is dethroned. Satan is locked into the submerged chaos for 1,000 years. Beautiful thing. I want to see a slow motion film of that. The world kingdom became our Lord's. And I love how he talks about it in the past tense. I trust this. I trust this accuracy in the Concordant Version. And he shall be reigning for the eons of the eons. Amen. And wait till you see this. Look at this. And the 24 elders who are sitting on their thrones in God's sight fall on their faces and worship God, saying, "We are thanking thee, Lord God Almighty, who art and who was, seeing that thou hast taken thy great power and dost reign." Thou hast taken thy great power. He's always had the power. He just hasn't taken it, just like us. Can you tell? I have the power. I just haven't taken it. I'm walking around this world, and so are you. We have the inherent power. That is the Spirit of God within us, and we haven't yet taken it. All power has been given to me. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew, the last chapter, is that chapter 28? All power has been given to me, but he has not yet taken all power. You need to know the difference between these two things, given and taken. You have taken thy great power, yours. It's yours, inherently yours, by virtue of your sacrifice and death on this very earth where you are going to reign. And you do reign, and the nations are angered. They're angered because they've just been flip-flopped. Sorry about your luck, nations. You've just been displaced, and the nations are angered. But they're going to be settled down. The nations are going to be gathered. Matthew 25, in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, after this coming, after the seventh trump. I'll tell you what the seventh trump includes here in a little bit. And I hope to get to this part here. Oh, yeah, this is so good. Never again. Oh, yeah, well, I'm saving it for the end of the show. If I don't get to it, I don't do this on purpose. You've told me you get angry at me when I say I'm going to do this, and then I don't do it, and you think I'm purposely wanting to get you to tomorrow's show. No, I know you're coming to tomorrow's show anyway. I don't need a ploy. I don't need a stratagem to get you to tomorrow's show. So never think that I'm doing that to you. He has taken his great power, and the nations are angered, and thy indignation came. Thy indignation came. So not only is John looking into the future where these things are happening, but in the future, the Spirit is causing John to see this whole thing in the past. Not his past, but the past of the recent past of the prophecy, which is, again, it's like a Back to the Future type of scenario. But God purposely uses these tenses so that we understand that this thing is in all practicality a done deal. Time just needs to pass. And time came to pass. One of my favorite sayings, it came to pass. And the nations are angered, indignation came, and the era for the dead to be judged and to give wages to thy slaves and prophets, and to the saints, and to those who are fearing thy name, the small and the great, and to blight those who are blighting the earth. And we're not talking about those who are throwing plastic into the landfill, those blighting the earth. We're not talking about those cutting down trees in Washington State. We're talking about those who have blighted the earth religiously and politically. God is going to blight them. And those who are at the head today, that administration that is in the United States White House right now is going to be blighted because that administration is now blighting the earth. Other administrations have done it, yes. I am talking about the present administration. There is no administration of humanity that has not in some way or another blighted the earth. And do not get me started on the religious blighting of the earth, because the people have been killed for a lack of a vision. The only vision they have, thank you, organized religion, is that of a hapless, helpless God who, because his hands are tied and he lost control of his universe, must consign the majority of humanity to eternal torment. Thank you for that. That's glorious. What a vision. What a vision. No, that is a blighting. It's a blighting of the earth. And here's what I like, is that the seventh trumpet announces the era when the prophets and the saints are going to finally get their wages. This has been grievously delayed. And I, for one, am thankful. It's not just my wreath that I'm looking forward to. I'm not selfish this way, because many saints have gone before who have not gotten their due. The seventh trumpet is the last one to bring this, at last, to bring fairness, to bring judgment, to bring righteousness to those who deserve it. Because as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes over and over again, the treachery of life, the horror of life, what depresses us in life is that the good die young and that the evil prosper, and that those who deserve wages don't get them. Those who don't deserve them do get them. And that those who are evil appear to be magnified and to do well. I'm well familiar with a lament, even of friends who have told me they're good people and they're tired of being good because they get screwed constantly. They try to start a business, and they run their business righteously, according to principles, according to fairness, giving the customer a fair shake, and they're screwed over. Not only by their government, but by the fact that they're good, and they can't keep up with those businesses who care about the bottom line only. And if that's the way with somebody who's running, say, a bicycle shop, how do you think the prophets felt, who are going to be requited here according to this passage, to give wages to thy slaves, the prophets, and to the saints, and to those who are fearing thy name, to give wages to the saints and to the prophets. In order for that to happen, these people have to raise from the dead first, and they will in the former resurrection. But that's not the only resurrection referenced here, because I slipped it past you real quick here, to give wages to those who are fearing him, and to blight those who are blighting the earth. I got that, but it's this part. And the nations are angered, and thy indignation came, and the era for the dead to be judged. The era for the dead to be judged. This seventh trumpet introduces an amazingly vast era, because the dead are not going to be judged until the great white throne. Your question is, Martin, this blowing of the seventh trumpet, what does that have to do with the great white throne? I'm telling you, this is the great thing I wanted to tell you at the end here, but I'm not getting into it in the details that I wanted to, is that this seventh trumpet introduces a vast era. I don't want you to think of it as simply bringing in the kingdom. It does bring in the kingdom, but that's not all that it does. It also brings in the resurrection of the dead, which does not happen until the end of the 1,000 years. And it also brings in the new heavens and the new earth. That's a shock. Did you hear what I just told you? I told you that the seventh trumpet brings in the new heavens and the new earth. I'm going to give you details about that, but it's going to have to wait until tomorrow. I'm telling you, this is not called the seventh trumpet, and the seventh is not the number of perfection for nothing. Man's day is freaking over at this point, and the Lord's day is beginning. And not only the Lord's Day, but much, much more.